SUVs, the automaker says there is a safety concern with the second row of seats on those vehicles. And I'm Frank Cipolla at the Wall Street Journal.
This is the new home for Cheryl Fritz, 1320 WILS, the only Lansing radio station live in Lansing every morning, live in Lansing every afternoon. Welcome to Fritz and Friends with your host, Cheryl Fritz.
And you're listening to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with producer Scott Eckersley, 1320 WILS, and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. The next gentleman on the phone with me is hosts the Super Bowl party that I want to get invited to. This is the one I want to go to. Joining me on the phone now is Bob Colt, who is CEO and president of Colt Communications, also a professor at MSU in advertising, public relations, and retailing. Good evening, Bob.
Good evening. You are always invited, Cheryl.
Well, I may take you up on that. Seriously, this looks like so much fun. I've heard about this for years and just the dynamics going on in that room. People probably are familiar with you, certainly, and with this party, but I love the being able to review it with you. You get together every year. How many years have you been doing this?
14 years now. We've gotten together at my house, and we have all of the advertising, public relations, and retailing faculty at Michigan State University. This year we had the largest crowd ever of 23 faculty members. We get together for the Super Bowl, and we rate the ads. We really don't care that much about the game. The Nielsen ratings show that half of the people who tune in worldwide to the game tune in to watch the ads and not the football action.
I'm thinking you guys started this.
Well, it's funny, we did. You know, we got calls after a Super Bowl years ago, and I was talking to the department chair, and I said, you know, we got all of these calls from the media asking about our opinions of the ads. Why don't we just get together and watch the game next year? So that's exactly what we did, and we set up a rating system so that we could actually score them. And it's actually become somewhat important within the advertising industry. We're often quoted in major publications.
I was going to say, it's not just folks like me calling you. You are getting calls from all over about this. This has become an epic party, Bob.
Well, it has, and that's what the Super Bowl should be. It should be a good party, and we have probably the best faculty in the world in advertising, public relations, and retailing. And a lot of folks do work internationally. So it's not that we're just aware of what's going on here, but also throughout the world. So we've got a pretty good comparison. And, you know, this year we had a great time. The Super Bowl was good. Even the game was pretty good. Overall, the ads were rated pretty highly compared to previous years.
Okay, let's get into the ads. Let me first start with what it is you're looking for. What is your criteria?
Well, our criteria is production value, whether or not the message seems to penetrate the audience, what's the brand strategy, whether or not people have really delivered on what they want, who is the targeted audience and have they connected. And then, you know, we really want to make sure that that the message is simple, and we talk about kind of an unusual factor of buzz. Does the ad create a buzz the next day around the office in the coffee pot? And those are some of the real and intangible factors we rate. On a scoring system of 1 to 5, 1's the lowest, 5's the highest, and we rate the commercials immediately after they air. And what's really amazing about that is that we get them on the air, and public polls usually mirror what we do at the university a day or two later.
Wow. What were the big winners that you folks loved this year?
Well, this has never happened. The top two ads were by one company, Volkswagen. Volkswagen had a Passat ad that featured a little kid in a Darth Vader outfit, and he was in front of the car, and his dad played a trick on him. And really, it wasn't about the product of Volkswagen at all. It was just a family story that kind of drew you in, was cute. And then they had a Beetle ad that was really cute, some animation delivered on that product. But I got to tell you, in the top 10, we had a tie for three among several folks, including Audi, Pepsi Max, Hyundai, Chrysler, the ad with Eminem in Detroit was very popular and just was a fraction off the winning slot.
And that one was popular all across the country, not just in the Detroit area. That one had a lot of attitude.
It really did. And, you know, I only saw it once when it aired, but it was about luxury. And as I recall, you know, Eminem turns to the camera and he says, "This is the Motor City and what we do," something to that effect. And it was really, you know, it was kind of stark in the beginning. And they said, look, you know, I remember the line, "Hot fires, you know, make the hardest steel." Mm-hmm. And it was just really well written, good images of Detroit. And then Eminem gets a parking spot right in front of the Fox Theater. Do you believe that?
I was going to say, that part I didn't buy, but I was just going with it because the mood was good.
He walks in, and they're talking about the Chrysler 200. And in surround sound, probably in your stereo or in your surround TV, this great Detroit choir comes on in the Fox stage, and they deliver the message, reinforce the product. I mean, it was a story, a wonderful ad, and really made the game interesting.
It really did. And the two Volkswagen ads, you know, I'm right there with you. I mean, the little kid and the Darth Vader, it was, the cuteness factor was incredible because he tried it on the dog, he'd tried his magic on the dog, and he'd tried it, you know, throughout the house, and nothing worked until Dad hit the button.
That's right. And it's, you know, the simple cute stories sometimes, just like that, are really effective. And, you know, Doritos had some ads that had been done in the past from people who were fans and watched. And this year we had a kind of a connection with an MSU alum who just had a real simple ad. It wasn't rated that high, but it's a type of ad that has legs and people remember. It was the one where the roommate goes away for a couple weeks and the guy's sitting in his place and grandpa ashes spill on the floor. I mean, it was just a cute, memorable little ad, nothing huge production value, but those simple messages and those commercials really stay with us.
That was one of my top three. But, you know, the goldfish is dead, you know, grandpa's ashes spill, and the plant is dead. He sprinkles Doritos on them, and all of them come back to life again. And, you know, I've been that person who was supposed to take care of things, so I appreciated that one. If Cheetos would do that too, I'd be in. what about prices for these spots? I mean, are you continually astounded at that, or you're used to it being outrageous at this point?
Well, the Super Bowl is a really big ticket. It's $3 million for 30 seconds. I hope Chrysler got a little bit of a discount for a two-minute ad that they ran. So, you know, am I astounded by the prices? No, the prices have pretty much stabilized over the last few years, even with a difficult economy. And the reason why the price is so high is because the value is there. People watch, and a good Super Bowl ad should deliver in sales long after the game.
And we've found from ratings that it looks like it's the highest rated program ever, so it's what the market will bear. You guys went high tech this year, too.
We did. We recorded everything directly into the computer with remote controls and little clicker technology. You just have a little remote control. Enter your score. It's real time. We knew immediately what the ratings were. And, you know, we do have some bias here, I have to admit. All of the movie ads just rate very poorly. And there's no real story in the commercial. It's just a lot of flash explosions and that sort of stuff. So that's almost too much technology. We used to do paper ballots. Now we're doing high-tech stuff. You know, a good ad doesn't have to be great. What we've done at MSU is try to keep it simple as much as we could. We resisted using technology and always had the paper ballots, but the world is just too simple now with remote control. So that's what we've done, and it's paid off this year.
Well, and it brings back memories from last year. Last year is when our now governor launched his ads about One Tough Nerd with the Super Bowl.
Isn't that something? I mean, an unknown candidate, absolutely unknown in the state, launches a campaign with the Super Bowl ad, goes up in recognition overnight because of that ad, and then is able to sustain it throughout the year and actually win the governor's seat without any political experience. You know, that's the power of television advertising.
I'm telling you. Bob, I appreciate your time tonight. I always look forward to hearing the story the next day as to what you and your cohorts rate the commercials and how you see it. And I'll talk to you next year this time about being an honorary professor for the party.
Oh, very good. You're always invited.
Thank you so much, Bob. Thank you for your time this evening.
Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Speaking with Bob Colt, CEO and President of Colt Communications and MSU Advertising, Public Relations and Retailing Professor. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.
Here's your updated forecast for the capital city from more compelling talk radio 1320 W.